Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in season 4 using the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. We're in chapter 3, Mishnah 14, the PSA. We're going to take our winter hiatus coming up very soon, just a few more episodes. We take our winter hiatus. We try to take a winter and a spring one, Blin Eder, during the whole season. And then we'll come back and, God willing, go further. So let's look at 314. Hu haya omer. He used to say, Chaviv Adam shenivra v'tzalem. Beloved is man, for he was created in the image of God. So often we forget that we're created in the divine image, in the divine spark. We're creatures that are made from Hashem. Hashem imbued some of himself. God imbued some of himself inside of us. It's living and breathing within ourselves, and we forget that we're a divinely made being, and we should live up to that standard on some level. Chiba Yisera Nodas Lo Shenivra B'Tzelem. As a gesture of special love, it was made known to him that he was created in the image of God. Shenemar, as it says in Bereishis, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Asa Adam, because in the image of God he made man. Chaviv and Yisrael, Shenikvu Banam Lamakom. Yisrael are beloved to Hashem, beloved are Israel, for they are called God's children. Chibi Yisera Nodas Lahem, Shenikvu Banam Lamakom. As a gesture of special love, it was made known to them that they are called God's children. Shenemar, as it says, Banam Atem LaHashem Elokechem. You are children to the Lord your God. We also forget that we're princes and princesses of Hashem. We're royalty. We are our kingship in our bloods. Hashem the King is our Father. We forget that we have a special place in the world, not to be on a different level, a higher level than anyone, but that we have more responsibility than anyone else. We have more mitzvahs to try to fine-tune the world and fix the world, make the world a better place, be an or lagaim, to be a light to the nations and to be a morality compass for the nations. Not that we feel we're special or chosen in any negative way, chosen to do more, chosen to bring more to the world, chosen to help others, chosen to bring more goodness in every way we can. Chaviv and Yisrael shenitein lahag and kli chemdom. Beloved are is Israel, for he gave them a desirable tool, of course, that being the Torah. Chibi Yisera nodas lahem shenitein lahem. As a gesture of special love, it was made known to them that they were given a desirable tool with which the world was created. As it says elsewhere, Hashem looked in the Torah and made the world. Shenemar ki legach tov nasati lachem torasi alta azuvu, a very famous pasuk, for I have given you a good teaching, my Torah, do not forsake it. So basically, there are different things that are beloved to Hashem, man himself, and the nation of Israel, and the land of Israel, the people of Israel, and the idea of Torah itself. All these things are wonderful things that unfortunately we take for granted. We have to realize that they're in our lives. They're part of our lives, and we should use them in our lives and keep them in our lives and make sure that has a special place always in our lives. Let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Beloved is man created in the image of God. Gesture of special love was made known to him. He was created in the image of God. In the image of God, he made man. Because the repetitive wording of the Mishnah, we must explain it as follows. Beloved is man, for he was created in the image of God. Even if it had not been revealed to us that man was created in the image of God, he would still have been beloved by him as he was created in his image. The fact that he revealed this information to us is an indication of even greater love on his part. Beloved of Israel, called God's children, gesture of special love made known to them. They are called God's children, as it says, your children to Hashem. The repetitive wording of this part of the Mishnah teaches us the same thing as the repetitive wording in the first part of the Mishnah. Beloved of Israel, give it a desirable tool with which the world was created. This is the Torah, the tool with which the entire universe was created. All beings were created solely to keep the Torah, and all entities under the heavens are links in a chain to further the fulfillment of Torah. This is comparable to a craftsman who has a single tool with which he applies his craft. The Torah is God's tool, and he used it to create the entire world. Beloved is Israel, he gave it a desirable tool with which the world was created, for it says, for I have given you a good teaching, my Torah, do not forsake it. This awareness is of great benefit in bringing us closer to Hashem. Once it has been revealed to us that man is dearer to God than all other creatures because he was created in his image, and that Israel is dearer to him than all other nations because we are called children of God, and he chose us from all the nations, give us his Torah, the purpose of creation, we will surely understand that God is close to us. Do not imagine, however, that if you have done what is right in God's eyes and refrained from sin, it follows that you are close to him. You know that human comprehension is too limited and incomplete for man to be able to cleave to Hashem. But you also should not think that you are totally distanced from Hashem, for he loves the Jewish people. You should not consider yourself wicked. You should not consider yourself righteous. This is how man should conduct himself. He should neither draw too far back from Hashem, nor feel too close, but rather everything depends on an abundance of deeds. The spiritual level of cleaving to Hashem is so lofty that man cannot achieve it. There is no person on earth who does only good and never sins. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher adam tov lo yachata, asher asa tov lo yachata, or something like that. As the prophet Yirmiyahu said, his leader will be from his midst, and his ruler will emerge from within him. I, God, will bring him close, and then he will be able to approach me. For who else would guarantee his heart to approach me? That comes from Yirmiyahu. In other words, only the one whom I bring close will be able to approach me. When God brings him close, he will be able to approach him. But if God does not bring him close, who would then guarantee his heart to draw close on his own? Guarantee, in this context, is derived from arvus guarantor, like from guarantee, arev. So we should remember that we are special in Hashem's eyes. Just by the fact that we are human, we are created in the divine image and the divine spark. We have the Tzelem Elokim within us. We have the Pentel Yid within us. Even if we stray far, God forbid, and we're very unaffiliated, there's still that Jewish spark within us that could be ignited at any time to be drawn close to Judaism. Don't think you're ever too far removed. Don't think you're ever too far gone. Remember further that the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, has a wonderful mission, a wonderful purpose to bring forth goodness to the world, to make the world better, to be metak in the world, fix the world on some level in every way which we can, with whatever qualities and traits and innate abilities that we have that Hashem gave to us. We should realize we have the wonderful, wonderful vessel that is the Torah, the guidebook to our lives. If we need anything, we look into that Torah to help guide us and to help move us, to help take us in the direction we need to go. And we should realize we have the wonderful land of Israel, the land we're supposed to live in, our land to really guide our destiny, our land to be involved where the Jewish people really belong. Realize all these things are in our lives, and not to take them for granted, but realize that Hashem gave it to us and he let us know about it so that we feel more beloved to it, and that we should incorporate it in all proper aspects in all of our days. Join us next time as we talk about everything is foreseen here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.